Welcome to All Well Stands Back to the Basics radio program. I'm your host, Tim Metzger from Rapid City, South Dakota. You can visit the website at allwellstand.org. So, one of the things we're going to talk about here that I would consider a basic is we need to talk about the rapture. Now, if you go to All Well Stands website, allwellstand.org, and if you were to search rapture or click on the keyword on the right hand side, rapture, there's a lot of stuff. This is a basic. So going over the basics of it to explain it to people who have never heard of it. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the rapture. We're going to get into it. And this show is going to be there, and it will be there, you know, until probably the way it's looking, until the Antichrist real government removes the website, or the money just runs out, or maybe the government system just takes it down. The way things are going, most likely what they're doing right now is they make it like almost impossible to find All Well Stands website. Unless you know the exact specific keywords. Not that you should be able to quickly find it, because there's, you know, millions of websites. But they do use that. Using algorithms, they censor things they don't like. That's how they do it. But if you're listening to the show via shortwave radio, it's not censored. The owners allow the true gospel to be preached to anyone who will listen, which is a great thing. In fact, they even have a radio. They have the only Christian radio station in Israel, which is really awesome. You know, and how they pulled that one off, I'm not sure. But that is great. You know, I mean, that is great. They have the only one in all of Israel preaching God's truth. That is remarkable. But, so, the rapture definitely is something that is worth talking about. There's going to be a day that is going to happen where the real is going to actually enter the very last days, the actual last days, the actual end times, as people would think. We could argue that the end times has been the past 2,000 years, and we would be correct to argue that. But there's going to be this time. And we're going to talk about that in probably the next show, Tribulation, perhaps this show. It's going to be this time that the real and everything in it is going to go berserk. Well, what's going to happen? Well, what's going to happen is the time that God has prophesied of His coming judgment upon the world for the wickedness is going to happen. But first, everyone who is truly saved, not everyone who proclaims the name of Christ, I guarantee you, the vast majority of professing Christians, whether you live in the United States, Botswana, Chad, Saudi Arabia, Mongolia, Argentina, Colombia, or Russia. The vast majority of professing Christians will be left behind, because that is all they are, is professing Christians. They didn't truly repent towards God and by faith accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, as the Bible says in Acts 20:21. So, this event, the word rapture isn't in the Bible. It is a word that was coined to explain what the Bible, a biblical doctrine. You could call it a catching away. That's what it means. Now, there's three opinions on it. There's actually more, but there's three main opinions on it. And a debate amongst Christians is whether it's a pre-tribulation rapture, which is something that happens prior to God's time of judgment. That's what the tribulation is. It's a 7-year period. Really, it's the second half of that that is what people who are aware of it really think about. But it's a 7-year period where the world is judged. And then there's a certain amount of people that argue not as big. This is a small group that say it is a mid-tribulation rapture. So right there where it starts to get really bad, the second half of it, bam. Then there is the biggest group, except for those probably who don't believe in such a thing at all, despite the fact of what the Bible teaches. There is the post-tribulation rapture viewpoint. Now, if you did that search that I told you about, there is an article, if you were to just actually go to allwillstand.org and you were to search His Glorious Appearing, which is really, I think, what the Bible really terms a rapture. If you were to pull that up and you were to read that, from my perspective, I believe that it has points made that I've never seen. And it is a foolproof argument for anyone who wants to believe God's word that the rapture is beyond a doubt has to be preterm. I think I go over it 4 different ways. And as this is the Back to the Basics program, we're going to just discuss what is going to happen. And for those who happen to hear this, listening to a podcast at some point down the road, and it's already happened, and you don't know what it is, you don't even know what's called rapture, all you know is people disappeared. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Very quickly. As quick as you can. Up on the website, download the book. If you go to the website and you go to the very top, and you can find it on the side, and you can find it under Books and Bibles. But if you go there, you're going to want to download the end. Doesn't matter the ebook or the King James KJV version. You're going to want to download it as quickly as possible, the Tribulation Handbook. Okay, that's left for those who were left behind seeking God during those times. It is a guidebook, the best that I could think with prayer to provide for those without fully understanding everything that's going to happen in there. It's impossible. The Bible doesn't. It gives a lot of information, but your country and where you live and your circumstances are going to play a factor in it. And at what point you question it and get your hands on that, and how far along you are going to play a factor in that as well. And the longer it takes. I wrote a book years ago called Of Missing Persons, and you can find it. You're not going to find it underneath the Books and Bibles, but if if you go down to the very bottom of the page, and you click on, it's right above the Design By, Oh Will Stand. If you click on it, We Will Never Forget, you follow that, you can get a free book. You know, and it's also on the right-hand side, though. You can click there, too, of Missing Persons, and you can get a copy there. I do have it on the page. I just don't have it underneath the Books and Bibles online. But you click on that, and, you know, kind of getting off topic here. But the world we live in is quickly getting to a position where there is literally, and once again, this depends on what country you live in and your circumstances, there's beginning to be nowhere to hide. As time goes on, it really makes the tribulation look like worse. It's a horrible experience, but it makes it look worse and worse and worse and worse as the technology increases against humanity. And, a lot on my mind, but that is not for the Back to the Basics. Not that is something that there's a new column for those who are saved. Something for perhaps that. Been doing some research. But let's let's get back to it. Let's go ahead and talk about this. And this is written to those who are saved. But the vast majority of people who listen to this are not going to be saved. So understand this is written to those, but you can also understand what the rapture is. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. I'm just going to go through the whole thing. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are asleep, that you sorrow not as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together at the same time with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore encourage one another with these words. So the guy whom God used to train me up for the ministry, I remember the last time I saw him. We were in a McDonald's parking lot saying goodbye. And I told him, I said, Paul, I don't think we're going to see each other again. He points up. Yeah, not till we meet in the air. See you then. Little did I know that that was the honest, truthful statement. He went home to be with the Lord. And that's a reality. I did two shows on hell. You should listen to them. But the rapture is going to happen. Now, if you're somebody, once again, this is basics. You can go on the website and you can search more for stuff if you want to get into stuff that, you know, you disagree. Well, I can't be it. Well, let me add just a couple things here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation for our Lord Jesus Christ. So, I'm telling you right now what the Bible teaches, whether or not you choose to believe it or not. There will be a time when the Lord is going to take those whose names are written in the book of life, those who have actually accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, who are truly saved. And they're going to go home to be with the Lord. Okay. Now, the whole world is going to be thrust into a very dark time. The rapture is going to happen. People are going to disappear. It's probably not going to be as many as the evangelicals of American past have liked to have mentioned. Planes falling from the sky, trains running without people in them, you know, they have a pile of clothes where people stood. That's probably accurate. The Bible's quite clear. We brought nothing into this world. We can take nothing out. So you ain't taking your t-shirt. Do I believe your clothes are going to fall off? Yeah, I actually do. I believe if you're one of those raptured, you ain't taking nothing out. Your wedding ring? Oh, yeah. I don't think anything. You're not married in heaven. That's a different topic. But came in this world naked. You're going out. Nothing. You'll be clothed. God will provide new clothing. Literal clothing. But the thing is, there is going to be a difference. There are going to be things that are going to happen. The governments around the world are preparing for this day. Though they do everything in their power, even in Western nations, more than one could ever imagine, or even want to imagine, or even should know. Everything in their power to help their father, which is not God, to helped the devil with the fulfillment of Revelation 12:9, where the Bible says, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent old, called the devil and Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." His demons. So, there's going to be that point. And whether they fake an alien invasion, or they have technology that I long ago heard that the government was like 40 or 50 years ahead of what was publicly put out there. Now, I don't know how accurate it is nowadays with the quick development of technology that surpasses our technology within a couple years. You know, I heard that the government had quantum computers, probably about 15 years ago, and now Google has a quantum computer. Quantum computing is reality, but before it was said that was impossible. Well, I think the government had them. Well, what's that? Well, computers are based on 0101. Okay, quantum computing, 0 for 9. And an example. If you think that, like, perhaps, like, using a key to send out an email so nobody can break it. I'll give you an example. Something on a regular high-powered computer, you go and buy the top gaming computer money can buy. Got a nice Pentium chip in there. Got everything else. Things just lightning fast. Something that you would want to get your computer to do, for whatever reason, that could take 10,000 years to solve. Okay. 10,000 years. So you start it and, I guess you hope the computer lasts 10,000 years. Okay. And it just goes on for 10,000 years. A quantum computer can solve in 2 or 3 hours. Impressive, right? So, what type of technology they're going to have to convince the real, as well as religious leaders. There will be religious leaders. There will be so-called Christians. You must believe me if you're listening to this after the raptures happen, after people have been missing. All you need to know is you're searching for answers, if you're listening to this at that time, because something doesn't seem right. And you know people went missing, and you don't believe whatever the story may be that they're telling you. Okay, good. Get the Tribulation Handbook. I'm sorry you were left behind, but be thankful that you're now learning. Truly seek God with your whole heart. Everything will be fine. Yes, you will be a martyr. In a nutshell. Okay. Trust God to the end. Serve Christ with your whole heart. It will all be well. And everything that happens, God will wipe away the tears, and it will not come to mind eventually when you're eternally happy and living with Christ for all eternity. Okay? But let's take a look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 3. "Let no one deserve you by any means, so that they will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is unveiled, the son of perdition." Stop there. It's two things. Not trying to get too in-depth here. If you want to know more, get the book The End for free off of allwellstand.org. Get the book The Tribulation Handbook. Have that PDF. Save it. And you can get into great in-depth. This is a basic program. So you have two things happening. The falling away, that it's already happened. It continues to escalate out of control. I mean, you have no clue how far away even that which is truly Christian has moved itself from what it should be. It is bad. Now, the church is not going to fail. It will survive all the way. The true church, it will survive all the way until Christ comes to get his bride, the rapture. But you have to understand that it is very apostate right now. And most churches are false. That's the reality. We could go through that. I would recommend taking a look at Revelation chapter 3, I believe 16 through 21, to give you a sense. That's especially America, speaking of America, and our big, rich churches. Secondly, it says a man of sin is unveiled, son of perdition. That's the Antichrist. Now let me go verse 8, speaking of that again. And then the lawless one will be unveiled, speaking of the Antichrist again, who the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy the brightness of his coming. Oh, you're going to be like, wait, you've just confused me. How this Antichrist, I've heard about him. He's going to be during tribulation, and then you're telling me the Lord, just, you read me the Bible, and I believe the Bible. It's going to destroy his coming. Okay. There's a coming and there's a appearing. The rapture is the appearing. Okay. The second coming is actually the earth is going to enter the millennial reign, 1,000 years, where Christ is actually going to reign. There's a total difference here. Okay. That's the secret. In fact, if we take a look, the world is actually judged at that very point. If I take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, if you listen very carefully here, you can see this, what I'm talking about, and it's in one verse. And I don't know, this is that his glorious appearing. I've never heard anyone like really use this. I came across this and when I was writing this and realized the significance of it. 2 Timothy 4:1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. This is at his appearing and his kingdom. Now, that's very interesting. We just got done talking about going over hell, the dead being judged at the great white throne judgment. Okay. Now, why is he judging the living? Okay. His appearing and his kingdom. Two separate events. His appearing, if you can follow me here, if you have ears to hear, is a rapture. His kingdom is the second coming, the millennial reign. There's your great white throne judgment. Okay. How are the living judged? I'll give you the answer. Certainly, by no means trying to cast pearls before swine. But for those who are diligently seeking, listen. Listen carefully. And for those who aren't, may not hear. If God will block your ears. Just like, if you refuse and you consider some mockery, then might as well just turn it off. But the judge of living is those at the rapture, those who are actually saved, whose names are written in the book of life, they're out of here. Everyone else left behind is judged. And they were judged because their name wasn't written in the book of life. They have been left behind. They still have a chance. Except for a certain measure of them. We're not going to get into that. These are the I'll briefly mention it, but it's very complex. You have to get the book. Okay, so here's what you're going to see. I'll mention it because we need to know this to make this show complete. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, starting there. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Stop there, verse 9. That's talking about the Antichrist. It's going to be a big lie. It's going to be a big deception. Verse 10. With all unrighteous deception among those who are perishing because they did not receive the love of truth that they might be saved. Okay. We're going to stop there. That is not necessarily talking about you. First of all, as this is recorded, the rapture hasn't happened. That is talking about those people who do believe the gospel, but they refuse it. For whatever reason, they're going to go their own way. They did not receive the love of the truth. They heard, and they scoffed, and they walked away. Where that line is, God has determined that. I can't answer that. He knows. It's a hard issue. Verse 11. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Finally, verse 12, that they all may be judged who do not believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. So there's the living judged. What is happening? There's a special group of people who knew better and chose not to. I'm not speaking to those people. It's complex. You can get the book to the end. There's an answer in there for that. But for everyone else, the key here is, in verse 11, that they should believe a lie. So, with the rapture, is going to come some sort of lie. It's going to be real wide, explaining why people are missing. First of all, I would be surprised if it's millions. Okay. But it's going to be enough where it's going to be significant. The real's going to demand an answer. I see a pile of quotes here. This car crashed. They're not there. Oh, it's going to be crazy. I will tell you, crazy. But that is what the rapture is. At some point, the real is going to be judged. It is going to be a period called tribulation. We're going to do a show on that. I'm going to record it here in a few minutes, because it's important for those who listen to this, who may, it'll be there for those, unless it's been taken down by the government, for those who have been left behind. But it's also good just to know, as back to the basics, just a little bit about this time period. And we're not going to get into depth. Once again, you have the book, The End. But finishing up on the rapture. So there's going to be a time period where Christ comes to, it's going to be the end of the church age. That's it. It's over. And all true believers, irregardless of what, you know, everyone whose name's written the Book of Life, regardless if they're Presbyterian or Mennonite or Baptist, and I'm sure there'll be a couple Catholics. Well, how can that be? Well, because God's Word doesn't go void. There can be young baby believers, and I have said this to Baptist preachers, and no one has ever agreed with me, but there could be somebody who becomes saved by reading God's Word, even attending a Catholic church. The rapture happens, and they have not quite fully realized what they're into. But had they been there longer, God would have clearly, obviously, pointed out with the Holy Spirit, and presumably they should have listened, and went elsewhere. So, yes, they would have gotten saved out of it. The Bible says to come out of her, my people. That is obviously speaking of the Catholic church, but it would be speaking of any church that is apostate now. We are to come out of them. Totally different topic, but it's the reality. Okay, there's a lot of apostasy. Now, so the rapture is definitely, without a doubt, something that will happen prior. Okay, and so if you're listening to this and there's already people missing and you happen to find this, obviously you know that statement I just made was 100% accurate, and it wasn't, you know, it's what the Bible says. It's not my personal opinion, it's what the Bible teaches. Though I will tell you, I can see, it seems to be, my guess is, that it's intentionally hidden so that those who do not have ears to hear and eyes to see will be basically those. In other words, I believe that somebody who is saved as they grow in Christ should, especially if they're looking into it, some people just don't bother. But if somebody's looking into it and believes post-trib rapture, it doesn't mean they're not necessarily saved, but they should eventually come to that conclusion because it is the Holy Spirit that's teaching. So if I see a pastor who preaches in his hardcore post-tribulation, and there are even fundamental pastors that I've spoken to who are, honestly, it is a pretty essential doctrine, and it really suggests that these people I'm talking to are likely not saved. And now, I'm not going to, you have to understand that there are ministries out there who do teach post-trib. My perspective is that they should take and sit down and look at it. Go ahead and read His Glorious Appearing, as pastor I was talking about, he refused to even read it. And really consider God's Word, and really see this post-trib viewpoint that is the most popular lineup with what God's Word actually teaches. It does not. But anyway, you can visit the website at allwillstand.org. Until next week.